Welcome to Bob Crosby's Club 15. 15 minutes of the best in popular music. Starring each week, Joe Stafford, Giselle McKenzie, the Modernaires, and Jerry Gray and his orchestra. And here's the head man of Club 15, Bob Crosby. Yeah!
Hello there, this is Bob Crosby and your old Club 15, where our Thursday star, Joe Stafford, the Modernaires, come on with a living likeness of one of Joe's current Columbia records, the Hawaiian War Chant.
Wow, as we used to say in Honolulu, that was a Lulu.
Debut. You being an old islander from way back, maybe you'll tell me if those terrific travel pictures we see of Hawaii are for real.
For real? Why, Josephine, what do you mean?
I mean the beach pictures of those bronze, godlike beach boys.
Joe, I don't know.
You don't know?
I never noticed any boys on the beach.
Did you ever attend one of those native feasts?
A luau? Sure.
You like them?
Joe, they serve actually mountains of food. Last winter in the islands, I went to several luaus with Jerry Gray.
Jerry?
Jerry enjoyed himself so much that as he ate, we all sang When the Moon Comes Over the Mountain.
Tell me more about the luau, Bob.
Well, both Jerry and I were wearing our muumuus, and I think Jerry still has his on. When we got there, they had all kinds of exotic food. But the feast is really built around a whole roast pig. You invite all your acquaintances, all your neighbors, and all your friends. But, of course, the guest of honor is the pig.
Well, you know your friends better than I do.
Josephine, if I thought you were serious, I'd join the Modernaires in saying you in your cold, cold heart.
I try so hard, my dear, to show that you're my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Worry your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart. Another love before my time made your heart sad and blue. And so my heart is paid I didn't do. In anger, unkind words are said that make my teardrops start. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? your doubtful mind
and melt your cold, cold heart.
Robert?
You know, I just got a letter from a Club 15 fan who says there's a town in Michigan for sale. He thinks that we all ought to chip in, buy it, and change the name to Club 15ville. You know, I like being mayor.
Why?
Well, I'd be rich, influential, hobnob with celebrities and big movie stars.
All that if you were Club 15ville's mayor?
Oh, no, if I were Louis B. mayor.
Say, Bob, I'd like to be justice over the peace.
You want to marry people.
That's all right. Say, could I marry myself?
Why don't you? You'd make a lovely couple.
Well, let's table plans to buy a town and stay in the music business.
Okay, Joe, and let's everyone in Club 15 join us on top of Old Smoky.
On top of Old Smoky, all covered with snow, I lost my true lover for courting so slow.
For courting's a pleasure.
For courting's a pleasure.
Parting is grief.
And parting is grief.
And a false-hearted lover.
And a false-hearted lover
is worse than a thief.
Is worse than a thief.
A thief will just rob you.
A thief will just rob you.
Take what you have.
And take what you have.
But a false-hearted lover.
But a false-hearted lover
will lead you to the grave.
Will lead you to the grave.
They'll hug you and kiss you.
They'll hug you and kiss you.
And tell you more lies.
And tell you more lies.
Than cross ties on a railroad.
Than cross ties on a railroad.
Or stars in the sky.
Or stars in the sky.
Come on, everybody, sing.
So come, all you young maidens.
Come, all you young maidens.
Listen to me.
And listen to me.
Never place your affection.
Never place your affection.
On a green willow tree.
On a green willow tree.
The leaves, they will wither.
The leaves, they will wither.
The roots, they will die.
The roots, they will die.
You'll all be forsaken.
You'll all be forsaken.
And never know why.
And never know why.
Now, Joe Stafford's newest rhythm record hit, and here she is, 8-Beat Josie and the Kissin' Bug Boogie.
She wore a dream in her eye, and he was wearing a smile. He put a wedding ring of gold in her hand. And when the knot was tied, he grabbed the bride and said to the band, what did he say? What did he say? He said the only thing a fella could say. Play the kissing bug boogie. Ooh, the kissing bug boogie. Ooh, the kissing bug boogie. Kiss your baby all the night long. Kiss a good night. Just walk up hand in hand and greet the band and say something bright. What do you say? What do you say? You say the only thing a fella could say. Play the kissing bug boogie. Play the kissing bug boogie. Play the kissing bug boogie. Kiss your baby. Kiss your baby all night long.
Josephine, real George, I want to tell you that has got to bring back kissing.
Well, Bob, I don't know. That might be a dangerous thing. You know what kissing can lead to?
The common cold.
also leads to marriage.
Joe, everything leads to marriage. I don't know how you gals do it.
Well, I heard a group of wise dolls on TV advise an engaged girl to play dumb to make her fiancé think how smart he is.
And after they're married?
He sees how dumb he was.
Do you really think that guys like gals who pretend to be dumb?
They even like it when the gal's not pretending.
Well, let's see. Let's take a look at an engaged couple, Delbert.
The Club 15 Problem Players present It's Smart to be Dumb with Bob Crosby as Mr. George Robert Kruzbein, boy fiancé, and Josephine Elizabeth Stafford as his adoring sweetheart. George Robert is working on a crossword puzzle. Josephine Elizabeth is working on George Robert.
What you thinking about, poopsie?
Josephine Elizabeth. Say, what's a three-letter word meaning an animal that chases cats and bites?
Well, if you don't know, I'm sure I don't know, poopsie.
Well, give a guess.
Is it a boy? B-O-Y?
Oh, is a boy an animal?
If you don't know, I'm sure I don't know, poopsie.
Let's see. Three letters, chases cats, and bites. I got it right on the tip of my tongue.
Would it be teeth?
No, that has five letters. How dumb can you get?
Well, if you don't know, I'm sure I don't know, poopsie.
Very convincingly played, Joe. But do you really think that kind of thing would win a man?
Well, if you don't know, I'm sure I don't know, poopsie.
Well, then let's sing to America's currently most popular couple, Mr. and Mississippi.
I can't recall my mother. I don't remember them. Mr. and Mississippi was all I ever had. Oh, I was born to wander, and I was born to roam. And Mr. and Mississippi made me feel at home.
Oh, I was born to wander, oh, I was born to roam. And Mr. and Mississippi made me feel at home.
What more is there to say? I love you like a barefoot boy loves the summer day. The way a wandering gypsy loves the changing scene. Just like the restless river loves a New Orleans.
Oh, I was born to wander, oh, I was born to roam, and Mr. Mississippi made me feel at home. Oh, I was born to wander, oh, I was born to roam, and Mr. Mississippi made me feel at
home. Been listening to Bob Crosby's Club 15 with Joe Stafford, the Modern Airs, and Jerry Gray and his orchestra. Del Sharbot speaking. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.